Like to come and take a seat. Just about everybody thinks of Frank George as a fiddle player, but not everybody knows that he's a really great banjo player. And since only the advanced banjo class this week has gotten a chance to hear him very much, I'm going to have Frank open the session off with two or three tunes before we ask Phyllis Marks to come up and do some old-time singing. So, Frank, if you can remember three tunes to play.
I doubt it.
It sets you up.
Do I sit here?
David, is this all right here?
Want me to scoot up?
Where would you like to be, Frank? I'll put the microphone.
I'd like to be behind this post.
Behind the post.
I think I'd be used to this manner by now. Shucks, I'll have to play a D tune.
Give me a moment there, Frank.
I'm not going to sing.
I'm not going to sing. No, but you may say something.
You don't want to hear that.
This will put you on your best behavior, will it?
Like when I named that tune The Joke on the Puppy. I give him the real title. Here's one that nobody ever heard before, Soldier's Joy. I'm gonna try to slow down, it's pretty hard to do. It's good if you're gonna worry about time. And some of you heard me talk about a man named Jim Farthing. Maybe he was sort of an idol of mine when it come to fiddle playing. He was from down in Virginia, but he lived a few miles from where I grew up, and he moved every 30 days because the rent was due. He taught his father, who was Jim Farthing, too. There was two Jim Farthings. It would be Jim and Old Jim. Old Jim meant the father, naturally. And he played an excellent banjo, this style. I believe you call it clawhammer. I don't know why. And here's something he taught me one time about time. And I'm not sure this is important, unless maybe you're going to sing or... But it has to do with pauses, and it's a real good way to teach time and how to get people to come in on, say, part B at the right time, or back on part A to B. It's called Payday. I better do it without the pause first. See, I don't know what I'm doing. Maybe use feet and count if the kid was real dumb or something. Had something to do with the singing too. I got no money, but we'll have some payday, and then maybe there's something else happened in between, you know, not a cartwheel, but maybe some clapping or some little thing, a kiddie thing, you know. Anyway, it's a good one to get your time straightened out. I've often wondered trying to work with Harvey on that one. Harvey Sampson, all of his stuff comes out 17 or 19 or 15. He's never 16 beats. Well, I'll play one more. We're running out of time. I thought I'd try to play Cripple Creek. It's just an old standby tune, but I learned a lot of this stuff from my grandfather. Then I came across an old, well, he wasn't old at the time, friend of mine with the name of Emory Horton, and he was a real hick country person, smart, plenty smart, but uneducated. It's a very intelligent man, but no book learning whatsoever. I think he could read and write a little bit. So he was a real good banjo picker, the old style, and so I heard him play some tunes that I've kind of changed them over. Well, I can play both ways, but I kind of dressed these up and added two, Cripple Creek and Turkey in the Straw, because he was great for putting a lot of notes in, you see. So I thought I might try to play Cripple Creek and show you how much stuff that he put in. I don't know if there's any more could go in or not. Lord, them capo. I have a nail in here to get my position. Suggesting you try to see how much you can put in there, because you'll It'll really ruin you, especially if you're going to play with some fiddlers in a band. It'll wear you out in the first place. But, you know, you need to fancy him up a little bit. And moderation in all things would be a good idea. Doesn't it?
You want to finish with that turkey on the straw?
Turkey on the straw. Oh, I'm not sure I can do that with this capo on here.
Take it off.
Don't know how. They're awful handy for your A to G changes, you know. And then sometimes they put a little gizmo up here to save on your thumb string. It's nice. I don't know if I can do that or not.
Okay, we're going to ask Phyllis Marks to come up now.
First time I saw Frank George, I asked him what you wore under your kilts, but I never ask him anymore. Probably the same thing.
Dogs on microphone calls, it's a common problem in audio.
Here in Old Time Week, we're pretty much keyed into instrumental music. But really, the oldest instrument is the voice, and a big part of old-time music is singing. And our guest here is Phyllis Marks, who lives at Glenville, West Virginia. And Phyllis knows a lot of old songs, which I hope she'll do for us today. And she's got some friends here with her. This is Crystal Law, Phyllis's granddaughter, who I think may sing a song with Phyllis. And this is Sarah. Who goes every place Phyllis goes. And this is not a show, as I said before. This is just a visit. I hope we all get a good chance to get to know Phyllis at this little session and ask her questions and find out about where her music comes from and how she learned her songs and why she sings her songs even. Why do you sing your songs, Phyllis?
I like them.
That's a good reason.
No, I don't sing as much as I used to. I'm kind of down in the mouth.
I'm going to bring this microphone a little closer to you. Okay.
They just seem to be a part of my life with my grandmother and mother, and even some was from my father-in-law. But he wasn't my father-in-law at the time. He wouldn't sing them if he'd known he's going to be.
Do you have something you'd like to start off with?
Did you have anything in particular? Well, last night they asked me my favorite ballad, and I couldn't think. And I said, this is, I don't know, I like this one. Should you know the baby fingers pressed against the window pane should be cold and as tomorrow, never trouble us again. Should the bright eyes of our darling catch the frown upon our brow, would those little ice-cold fingers vex us then as they do now? Then scatter seeds of kindness. Then scatter seeds of kindness. Then scatter seeds of kindness for our reaping by and by. Pulling books from off the bookshelf, hiding neath the kitchen sink. Can I have a cookie, Mama? Mama, can I have a drink? In a closet, little dresses and a tiny rocking chair. In her crib so stark and empty lays her little teddy bear. Then scatter seeds of kindness. Then scatter seeds of kindness. Then scatter seeds of kindness for our reaping by and by. Oh, my darling little baby, I'll remember evermore how her arms once held me tightly as I pushed her out the door. Ever thought I was too busy, had too many things to do, couldn't waste my time in playing with a little girl of two. Now scatter seeds of kindness. Now scatter seeds of kindness. Now scatter seeds of kindness for our reaping by and by. Now downstairs a tiny casket banked in flowers waits for me. Do I dare to look upon it, knowing what I'm going to see? Little fingers once so busy, never silent, never still. Now they lay so cold and silent on a little dress of lace. Then scatter seeds of kindness. Then scatter seeds of kindness. Then scatter seeds of kindness for our reaping by and by. How those little hands remind us, now in snowy grace they lie, not to scatter thorns but roses for our reaping by and by. Feel them clutch my skirt in passing, feel their pat upon my face. Now they lay so cold and silent on a little dress of lace, then scatters seeds of kindness. Then scatters seeds of kindness. Then scatters seeds of kindness for our reaping by and by.
Phyllis, Frank just played a tune on the banjo that was sounded a lot like Froggy Wayne and Courtin. I think you sing a version of that, don't you?
Crystal. I can sing it together.
Can you?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
She's account for most anything but work. She won't come anymore, will she?
I doubt it.
Frog went a-courtin', he did ride, drinked him body Mitch Kimbo. Frog went a-courtin', he did ride, sword and pistol by his side, drinked him body Mitch Kimbo. Kimbo, Kimbo, Hero, Jer, Rach, Kimmer, Rattletrap, Flammy, Doodle, Yeller, Bug, drinked him body Mitch Kimbo. We sang this last. I sung this last night, and I think the audience can sing too if they'll do it. He rode up to Miss Mousie's door, rinktum body Mitchy Kimbo. He rode up to Miss Mousie's door, he gave a knock and then a loud roar, rinktum body Mitchy Kimbo. Kimbo, Kimbo, Harold, Jer, Rach, Kimmer, Rattletrap, Flammy, Doodle, Yellerbug, rinktum body Mitchy Kimbo. He took Miss Mousie on his knee, rinked him body Mitchy Kimbo. He took Miss Mousie on his knee, said Miss Mousie, marry me, rinked him body Mitchy Kimbo. Kimbo, Kimbo, Hero, Jer, Rach, Kimmer, Rattletrap, Flammy, Doodle, Yellerbug, rinked him body Mitchy Kimbo. As for that, I cannot say, rinked him body Mitchy Kimbo. As for that, I cannot say, for Uncle Rat has gone away, rinktum body Mitchy Kimbo. Kimbo, Kimbo, Harold, Jer, Rach, Kimmer, Rattletrap, Flammy, Doodle, Yellerbug, rinktum body Mitchy Kimbo. Uncle Rat came home next day, rinktum body Mitchy Kimbo. Uncle Rat came home next day, said, who's been here since I've been away? Rinked him body Mitchy Kimbo. Kimbo, Kimbo, Harold, Jer, Rach, Kimmer, Rattletrap, Flammy, Doodle, Yellerbug, rinked him body Mitchy Kimbo. The prettiest young man you ever did see, rinked him body Mitchy Kimbo. The prettiest young man you ever did see, he said, Miss Mousie, marry me, rinktum body Mitchy Kimbo. Kimbo, Kimbo, Harold, Jer, Rach, Kimmer, Rattletrap, Flammy, Doodle, Yellerbug, rinktum body Mitchy Kimbo. The frog he cussed at Rat, rinktum body Mitchy Kimbo. The way the frog he cussed at Rat, he had to grease his lips with fat, rinktum body Mitchy Kimbo. Kimbo, Kimbo, Hero, Jer, Rach, Kimmer, Rattletrap, Flammy, Doodle, Yellerbug, rinktum body Mitchy Kimbo. The way the rat he cussed at Frog, rinktum body Mitchy Kimbo. The way the rat he cussed at Frog, he had to grease his lips with lard, rinktum body Mitchy Kimbo. Kimbo, Kimbo, Harold, Jer, Rach, Kimmer, Rattletrap, Flammy, Doodle, Yellerbug, rinktum body Mitchy Kimbo. I think Crystal could sing a pretty hymn. Mm-hmm.
Well, not quite yet. Wait until there's not very much time left.
Go ahead. Go ahead and sing Wayfaring Stranger.
Well, let's sing something to get me in nervous.
Huh?
Sing something funny and get me in nervous.
What's the one about, as I went down to the meadow to mow or something? It's,
You're the one about the sausage machine.
Oh, she sang that thing. That's so funny, the one about the sausage machine.
Oh, you were thinking about the parody to that venomous viper, aren't you?
Sing the venomous viper first.
I don't know it, but I just know the parody to it.
Well, sing
you
the parody then.
You had Mary Bell Workman singing the Venomous Viper, and I knew the parody. The Oh, Johnny dear, why did you go way down in the meadow fur to mow? Hey, right, thinking I lost it. Oh, Johnny dear, why did you go way down in the meadow fur to mow? Hey, right, tootin' I, hey, rink-a-tootin', rink-a-tootin' I, hey. Oh, Peggy dear, and don't you know, 'tis father's wheat and it must be mowed. Hey, right, tootin' I, hey, rink-a-tootin', rink-a-tootin' I, hey. He had not mowed twice round the field, a venomous viper bit him on the heel. Hey, right, tootin' I, hey, rink-a-tootin', rink-a-tootin' I, hey. The devil sought to injure me by cutting down my shingle tree. Hey, right, tootin' I, hey, rink-a-tootin', rink-a-tootin' I, hey. He cut it up in shingle lengths and whacked it down against my shanks. Hey, right, tootin' I, hey, rink-a-tootin', rink-a-tootin' I, hey. The way to make old Satan climb is to rub his belly with turpentine. Hey, right, tootin' I, hey, rink-a-tootin', rink-a-tootin' I, hey. Now, that was a parody to a story that really happened, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's a real old song.
Did you have something else?
Well, I guess I can think of something.
They want to hear the one about the sausage machine again. That those that heard you sing last night. That was such a shock.
I think that
I've never heard you do that.
Uh-huh.
I had neither, Jen. I never heard before either.
You can help with that,
Danger
can't you?
Beck, is that it?
Yeah.
Can't you help with Danger Beck?
Just the chorus. I forgot that one.
There was a good old Shazer man, his name was Dunger Beck. He was very fond of sauerkraut and sausagers and speck. He built him a great big butcher's shop, the largest ever seen, and thought him up a patent to make sausagers by steam. And now, old Mr. Dunger Beck, and that you are so mean, you are sorry you invented such a wonderful machine. Pussy cats and long-tail rats will never more be seen. We'll grind them up in sausagers on Dunger Beck's machine. There was a little boy came to buy a piece of meat. Old Dunger Beck invited him to come and take a seat. While he was sitting there, he whistled up a tune. The sausagers began to dance and hop about the room. Now, Mr. Dunger Beck, and that you are so mean, you are sorry you invented such a wonderful machine. Pussy cats and long-tailed rats will never more be seen. We'll grind them up in sausagers on Dunger Beck's machine. Something got the matter, the machine, it would not work. Old Dunger Beck crawled in to find it out, you know. His wife, she took the nightmare, went walking in her sleep, and gave the crank one awful yank, and Dunger Beck was meat. Now, Mr. Dunger Beck, and that you are so mean, you were sorry you invented such a wonderful machine. Pussy cats and long-tailed rats will never more be seen. We'll grind them up in sausagers on Dunger Beck's machine. Sarah didn't like the singing. She groaned.
She didn't like the pussycats.
Oh. thought they'd all be gone. She couldn't chase them.
You know, I've heard Phyllis do lots of what she calls readings, which are just kind of funny little stories that she's memorized word for word. I wonder if you do one of those, Phyllis. You do that one called St. Peter at the Gate, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Could you do that?
I'll try. I thought you'd called for Mary Jane, and I never practiced this. St. Peter stood guard at the Golden Gate, with a solemn mien and an air sedate. When up to the top of the golden stairs, a man and a woman ascended there. Applied for admission, they came and stood before St. Peter, so great and good, in hopes the city of peace to win, and asked St. Peter to let them in. The woman was tall and lank and thin, with a straggly beardlet upon her chin, and the man was short and thick and stout, and his stomach was built so it rounded out. The choirs in the distance, the echoes woke, and the man stood still while the woman spoke. "O thou who guardest the gate," said she, "we too come hither beseeching thee, that we may enter the heavenly land and play our harps with the angel band. Of me, St. Peter, there is no doubt. There's nothing in heaven to bar me out. I've been to meeting 3 times a week, and almost always I'd rise and speak. I've told my neighbors about the day that they would repent of their evil way. I've told the neighbors, I've told them all about Adam and Eve and the primeval fall. And so, St. Peter, you can plainly see that the gates of heaven are open to me. But my old man, I'm sorry to say, he ain't walked exactly in the narrow way. He smokes and he swears, and grave faults he's got, and I don't know whether he'll pass or not. Why, he never would pray with an earnest vim, nor go to revivals, nor...